This is the 5 o'clock focus on Wisconsin's afternoon news.
Fly ball right field. Long run for Frelick. Still on the move into foul territory. Jumps! And he made the catch! Up against the wall! And this ball game is over.
All right, let's bring in our guy, Lane Grindle. I'm going to have a great night because here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put on the soccer game. I'm going to mute it. And I'm going to have 620 playing through Alexa so I can listen to Lane call the Brewers game as they roll in St. Louis. Hello, Lane.
What's going on? Maybe if there's a home run hit, you know, I'll just scream goal really loud. And then that can really confuse you as you're doing both things.
Could you do that for 17 seconds? That's what he did.
I would lose my voice. I have a few times in the last few years on big calls, like, clipped my voice a little bit where I'm like, uh-oh, I've got three more outs in the bottom of the ninth or something like that, you know, that I've got to cover, and it bounces back quickly. But, yeah, that's a thing. So it's a thing I need to know that I couldn't do because I would be out for the next day. I'd have to go on the injured list.
It's definitely a thing for sure. Hey, speaking of lists, the list of the All-Star game is out. Let's talk about our two guys that made it. Let's start there. This is exciting. I always think it's super cool when the pitcher and the catcher from a team get to both make the team. I don't even know if Miz is going to pitch, but it'd be cool to see those two guys on the field at the same time. How cool is this for the Brewers that those two guys made the game?
Well, it's very deserving. I would start with that. I mean, Miz was clearly a no-brainer, and I think it's kind of sweet because it's a year later after there were players and people that had issue with him making the All-Star game last year. And I understood some of the concerns, don't get me wrong, but there was never a doubt about the talent, and he's backed it up in a big, big way, probably more than we ever could have imagined with what he's been able to do this year. So that was a no-brainer. William, I was hoping would get in, and I think it's really cool that he's being recognized because there's so much that catchers do that's not in the box score, and he does so much of that. And so he really deserved it. The numbers are good. The numbers are all-star worthy, but there's so many other things he does that I felt should have gotten him over the hump and into the all-star game. I do think the Brewers had a big snub. Bryce Terang should be in the all-star game. That's a snub. Jake Bowers is worthy of being in the All-Star game, and those guys could still get there, and Kyle Harrison too, and I would be shocked if Kyle Harrison's not added in the next few days because a lot of pitchers end up dropping out as you get closer to the All-Star game, and there's various reasons, including how the pitching lines up going into the weekend, and so he would be eligible if everything stays on schedule, and a lot of guys won't be, so I would guess there's a really fair chance that Kyle Harrison's an All-Star before it's over too.
How is Woody doing?
He's hanging in there. I mean, he's been through it before.
Right.
He's I'm sure frustrated, but I saw him this morning. His spirits were good, and this is a guy that I think we all feel for him from the Brewers standpoint, from the fan standpoint, but mostly for him because he's been such a big part of this thing. He's the right kind of guy. He's one of the easiest guys to cheer for of any guy I've ever been around in Major League Baseball. So you just want it for him. You want him to be able to get healthy and get right and get back hopefully soon, and hopefully he can still be a big part of this thing this year before it's all over.
Sal Frelick is loved by many people in this building here. When I talk about Sal, people smile. Julia loves Sal. I think it's a funny little thing that's happening with now Murphy and some of his teammates kind of ribbing him a little bit about how he caught that last fly ball and banged into the wall.
Or he was in hockey.
Or when he dives sometimes. So what's that all about, Lane?
Well, I'm very much Team Sal as well, Julia.
Me too.
Sal's one of my favorite people on the planet. And so if you listen to the full version of my call yesterday, I knew he would get some flack because that's just a thing. So in my call, I said necessary dives and necessary jumps, you know, as we always expect from Sal Frelick, just to try to protect him a little bit because I knew somebody was going to say it was unnecessary.
What's he like, Lane? You get to talk to him on a regular basis. Tell us what Sal's like.
He's a great human being. I mean, this is a guy that is charitable with his time, with caring about other people. He's just a really, really special person. And he's a competitive dude, too. Like Pat Murphy always says, he's the right kind of guy. He's one of those guys that you can mess with and you can give him a hard time, but he gets it. And so he doesn't get offended by it. He doesn't get hurt by it. He just goes out there and gives you everything he has every single night. And I've been really pleased to see him get things going. And he had a great month of June, and it looks like that's going to carry over into July as well. So to have Sal kind of back to where he was last year production-wise is that much greater for the Brewers, because he was a big part of this thing a year ago.
Tell me where you are, what it's like. What is it like to be in St. Louis?
I'm in the press box right now. The Brewers are taking BP. In fact, like, I'll show you for the people that are watching. This is
text watch to 855-616-1620. Oh, you can see the arch.
There's the field.
That's cool.
Yeah, you can see the arch. Yeah. I'm not a very good cameraman, so I probably didn't do a great job there. But
that was
fine.
Gorgeous.
Do you like calling the games there?
We're working on the fly here. I do. Yeah, this is a good booth. It's a good vantage point. You get comfortable with places you come to a lot. Cincinnati, St. Louis. I like calling games from these ballparks. And so, yeah, I enjoy it. We stay out west a little bit in a nice little area in St. Louis. Great hotel, great little restaurants and stops that you get. You got your spots. These become homes away from home for you. So always enjoy coming here. A lot of times the games really matter, and so it's good that the Cardinals are relevant again, because this is a good Cardinals team that's playing good baseball right now, and it's fun when the Brewers and Cardinals are both playing well and playing meaningful baseball in the summer.
He is Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. Coverage from St. Louis, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock right here on WTMJ. Lane, we always appreciate you making some time for us.
You bet. My pleasure.